liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I have back again my featured guest, Danny Cirrus, but we have the sound issues resolved. It was my own failure to, you know, set a certain audio for which I take responsibility, but you're going to hear them loud and clear today. I believe it's become obvious by now that the Biden administration is participating 100% in the destruction of America when we have a deputy secretary of the treasury declaring that the supply problems that are leading shelves in grocery stores and drug stores to be empty or dramatically reduced can only be resolved when every American has been vaxxed. When every American has been vaxxed, you know that's the policy of the Biden administration to cut off Americans from supplies they need to live their daily lives and even to survive. This is as despicable as it gets. Completely disgusting. So we have hundreds and hundreds of cargo ships in all the major ports in Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, elsewhere, unable to unload because the Biden administration is holding it all up. If you want to know who is, you know, bringing about misery in your life, I'll tell you right now, it's this complete phony imposter. And believe me, I've done a huge amount of effort in exposing that this is not even the senator from Delaware. It's not the same guy. Their skulls are completely different. The little squinty eyes different. Joe loved to smile a lot. This actor is a pathetic imitation. I've gone through it in spades. I did a show now with David Zublik on his Inner Circle where we went through, we must have covered 30, 40, maybe even 50 photographs and comparisons. And by God, it's not the same guy, which I've been explaining since the first debate. I had several blogs. You can find them now. The Real Joe versus the Actor Biden. So, you know, what the hell is going on here? The Democrats are lying, cheating, thieving, deceiving, I mean, it's the most disgusting political party in the history of the United States, without any doubt. These guys have gone full socialist, communist, and they're using every trick in the book to mislead and deceive us, using the virus. They're promoting the virus. God knows how many Americans are going to die because they're promoting the virus, and Americans naively, with their gullibility, with their lack of scientific background and training, with their inability to do research, are taking for granted that since you got this fake Biden saying it's safe and effective, that it's safe and effective when it's anything but. Bear in mind, the World Health Organization has a record of over 2 million who have suffered adverse effects from taking the jab. Over 2 million. 70% of those are female. So clearly there's a targeting of reproduction. This is a gross global genocidal project that would dramatically reduce the population of humans on Earth. So you can have a return to a feudal-style society where instead of ensconced in their castles or in their gated communities, and the rest of us are toiling as serfs or slaves in the field. Because they have the obligation to tell us what they're going to do, I'm convinced they've already done it in the series of films known as Hunger Games. That is your future. If you don't do something about it, and I'm hoping something is going to be done about it. There have been reports of some of these people like Hunter Biden or Bill Gates being taken to Gitmo and given a military tribunal and hanged, but I really have no way to verify. And while I'd like that to be true, I don't have a good reason to believe it other than the reports I've read. And what we do have that I do tend to believe is a lot of military and veterans now are concluding the government is out to destroy America, and they intend to take actions to deal with it. And I think that is a positive sign, a positive sign. I mean, look, this whole damn thing was so ingeniously contrived that you have a fake pandemic, and I have no doubt about it. The pandemic is fake, but the vaccine is real. And of course, as Catherine Austin Fitz has long emphasized, it's not actually a vaccine. They're using that to try to get the legal cover and absence of liability if it actually were a vaccine, but it's not medicine. It doesn't contain medicine. It includes a whole lot of really weird stuff. And Danny and I are going to talk about what they're finding in the AstraZeneca, in the Pfizer, in the Moderna. I mean, when you look at this creepy stuff, these microscopic biological organisms, they appear to be alive. You can well be horrified at the thought that anyone would inject that into their body. And of course, this is all being done in the absence of informed consent. People are not being told the risks associated with these vaccines. They're being given false assurances that it's all bona fide and on the up and up, which is clearly contradicted by the WHO 2 million plus, where it turns out that if you compare the previous year before the jab, there were only 2,000 adverse effects reported by WHO, and before that, only 85, and they before that, 2, and then 1, 1, 1. In other words, we're getting more adverse effects from the use of these COVID vaccines than from all other vaccines in history, all other vaccines in history. And when you have a dramatic increase from last year, from 2,000 to 2 million, that's a 1,000-fold increase. Everyone who's paying attention knows it's because of the jab. These products should not be on the market. They should never have been allowed. The American people have naively assumed that the CDC and the NIH and the WHO were looking out for their welfare and well-being and would not allow a lethal product to be put on the market. Well, wipe away those illusions. The death jab is here. The lethal weapon is manifest. The number of deaths and so forth is staggering, staggering. And remember, if you look at any of what the CDC records or there's a British, European is only 10% of what's actually taking place. So it appears there are millions of deaths and hundreds of millions of adverse effects. Millions of deaths and hundreds of millions of adverse effects. And yet you got this POS who calls himself Joe Biden out there telling us to take the vax. He's got Secretary of Treasury brutally implying that you're not even going to have food to put on the table unless you get the vax. This is the most undemocratic, un-American process or procedure we've ever seen in the history of this great nation. They are seeking to destroy it on every possible level. They're promoting complete and utter rubbish in our public schools, this critical race theory, and this gender ambiguity, where young kids are told they can pick their gender, decide if they want to be a boy or a girl. There are a whole lot of surgical operations that are grotesque that are being undertaken to advance it. Parents who come to school board meetings to protest about teaching their kids critical race theory or showing them the equivalent of child pornography are being denigrated by the Attorney General of the United States. I mean, as domestic terrorists for speaking out on behalf of their kids. This is so god-awful, I can hardly speak about it. It is grotesque to the extreme. And then the open borders, they're bringing in these massive numbers of illegals and flying them all over the place in the dead of night. I mean, it is disgusting beyond belief. In the dead of night, even Jen Psaki has acknowledged that it's true, that it's taking place. So we want, they're promoting a no borders. They're promoting, you know, the vax. They're cutting off supplies. I don't know how it could be more clear cut as to what the F is going on here. If you are still deluded into thinking these Democrats bear any resemblance to human beings or decent Americans, you better wipe that thought from your mind, because it ain't true. And the evidence there, and the evidence is simply overwhelming. If you want further proof of the duplicity of the Democrats, and, you know, friends call them demon rats, I think that's actually pretty accurate. Representative Thomas Massie was questioning this fake Attorney General Merrick Garland about FBI agents and informants participating and agitating in the January 6th protests at the Capitol. Now, bear in mind, I've spent a lot of time covering this in the past. Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. He wasn't encouraging it. Trump spoke at the Ellipse to a very large audience until 1:11, but events at the Capitol were beginning at 12:25. They were even calling for reinforcements by 12:55, by 1 o'clock. A lot was already going on. The police actually welcomed them. They were taking selfies. There's a wonderful 21-minute portrayal of what was really going on there on my BitChute site. I think you go back to April 17th, you'll find it on BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Don't let yourself be played. Well, here's Massie questioning Garland. Now, bear in mind, too, we know from James, the brother of John, that John Sullivan, the well-known Antifa leader, led 226 Antifa members dressed as Trump supporters into the Capitol to create chaos. We know that it was planted with FBI informants in the crowd. And now we find during the hearings that we have a Representative Thomas Massie going after the FBI for seeking to conceal it. Because this had been revealed before, the FBI actually has sought to adjust its posture on all of this, because since there were FBI informants and agitators, these are agents provocateur. There's no question about it. A guy named Ray Epps, EPPS, takes a leading role here, as I'm going to explain. They had claimed that since they were, you know, evidence emerged that they'd been involved, so now they're claiming it was a spontaneous occurrence. Well, if it was a spontaneous occurrence, then it wasn't a conspiracy. And if it wasn't a conspiracy, there's no point in having the committee to investigate, and certainly no point in trying to target Trump aides who were even present had nothing to do with it. It was just spontaneous. I mean, the American people have the right to petition their government. It was almost entirely a peaceful event, except for the agitators. Now, get this. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing today, that would have been on the 21st, today is the 22nd, Representative Thomas Massie questioned Attorney General Garland about FBI agents and possible FBI informants planted in the crowd to organize events. Within the questioning, Massie presented Garland with a picture of Ray Epps, a former leader with the Arizona chapter of Oath Keepers, agitating the crowd. He also played a video highlighting how Epps was one of the key people trying to stir up trouble and create an agitated mob response. Epps is an interesting possibility because he was never arrested or charged by the FBI. As pointed out by Sean Davis on Twitter, at one point, the FBI had his picture up on its page of people it wanted to question. Not only was he not arrested, his picture was quietly removed by the FBI. So it looks clear that his actions and behavior are consistent with the hypothesis that he was working for and with instructions from the FBI. Not only would this not be surprising, it would actually track directly with coordinated activity the FBI has been known for in the past. Here is a showing of photos that you can't see, of course, over Revolution Radio, but if you view the video version of the show, which will be archived at my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. They took off the photograph of Ray Epps. Now, that's an indication of what's known under the law's consciousness of guilt. You know that you've done something wrong, so you seek to conceal it. Meanwhile, while the FBI claims anti-law enforcement violent extremists may pose the greatest threat domestically this year and likely into 2022, this is the kind of garbage we're getting from Merrick Garland. Perhaps I'm wrong, but the only time I can recall in modern history that aggressive and illegal federal activity was halted in mid-effort was the Clive Bundy Ranch in 2014. Armed citizens forced federal authorities, including the FBI, to back down. In response to their loss, former AG Eric Holder, who vowed to revive a domestic terrorism task force, contemplate that response against the 2021 statements of the FBI saying domestic violent extremists represent the greatest threat. Can you see the connective tissue? From the worldview of the DOJ FBI, law-abiding U.S. citizens pushed to the point of taking up defensive arms against federal agents are a threat. Ergo, the newest definition of domestic violent extremists, or DVEs, to define who the FBI views as their most substantive enemy, 2 years after the Bundy Ranch standoff, the FBI shot and killed LaVoy Finicum, fulfilling their promise to eliminate extremists as defined by their very view. It was an ambush. It was disgusting. The FBI was fully aware of the Boston Marathon bombers, the Saranov brothers, before they executed their plot, except it wasn't the Saranov brothers' plot. And one of the most telling incidents there was when the FBI came out and showed photographs of Zocher and Tamberlin and said, don't look at any other photographs, which if you had, you would have seen the actual perps, Kraft International, a private army personnel wearing khaki trousers, black jackets, black baseball caps with a skull insignia where the motto of Kraft is violence does solve problems, where the Kraft personnel were wearing backpacks of the kind that exploded, but the Saranov brothers were not. This is one of the glitches. The people who are pulling these things off are not rocket scientists, and they make mistakes. The point I'm making is the FBI, to distract attention from looking at all the photographic evidence, which would have revealed the whole thing was a scam, that it was fake with absentee crisis actors, that initially there'd been no blood, though you had bodies lying there missing arms and legs, that the blood only showed up later, fake blood coming out of little orange fake blood duffel kits, where they wouldn't even actually allow bona fide physicians to come to the aid of the allegedly injured because they knew it would blow the scam. So you had Boston police blocking honest-to-God doctors from arriving at the scene because it was so badly staged. Well, this guy comes out and shows the photographs of the two brothers and asks for the public's help in identifying when the public had the brothers under surveillance for at least 5 years. I mean, this is just unbelievable bullshit. Then we get the FBI knew in advance of the Pulse nightclub shooter in Orlando, Omar Mateen, were tipped off by the local sheriff. They knew in advance of the San Bernardino terrorists. They knew in advance of the Boston bombers. They knew in advance of the Parkland High School shooter. They knew in advance of the Fort Hood shooter. The FBI knew of the Colorado grocery store shooter. The FBI took no action. Well, I guarantee you, well, I haven't looked at the Fort Hood shooter. I've done all the rest. I even have books on Orlando and Dallas, on Boston, on Parkland. You can obtain at moonrockbooks.com. They've all been banned by Amazon because they don't want the public to know what actually happened. It's all part of the big scam, the big lie. Consider the case of the first recorded ISIS attack on U.S. soil in Garland, Texas in 2015. The FBI not only knew the shooters in advance, but took them to the venue, were staying only a few yards away when they opened fire. Yes, you read that correctly. The FBI took them to the event and then watched it unfold. Unbelievable. Remember, shortly before the 2018 midterm election, when Caesar Salk, a man living in his van, was caught sending energetic material that can become combustible when subjected to heat or friction. What would that mean? Newspapers? Newspapers are energetic material that could be, would it be twigs or branches? I mean, this gets so ridiculous when they use evasive language like that because they're putting across a scam. Or what FBI raid director Christopher called not hoax devices. If the FBI is saying this is not a hoax device, I guarantee you 100% it is a hoax device. Remember how sketchy everything was, including the childlike perpetrator telling a judge later he was trying to walk back his guilty plea because he'd been tricked into signing a confession for a crime he had not committed? More recently, the goofball plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer that involved 18 suspects, 12 of whom were actually working for the FBI. And can we forget the January 6th protest turned insurrection, which is looking more and more like an FBI-inspired event? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And of course, the FBI still had 13 agents available to run to a NASCAR racetrack to investigate a garage door pull-down rope that might have been perceived as a noose. But the serial rape of hundreds of teenage girls, not so much effort is devoted to that, even when they're standing in front of the FBI begging for help. The author, by the way, is increasingly convinced the FBI itself is involved in sex trafficking, human smuggling, and abduction as part of its operational mission. Very fascinating. Important to realize what happened in the case of the Olympic gymnasts and the rape of hundreds of teenage girls. When they and their parents told the FBI what Larry Nassar was doing, the FBI did not bungle the investigation. They didn't even bother to investigate. Worse, after the parents kept coming back to ask what was going on and report other parents were reporting new rapes and assaults, the FBI told them an investigation was ongoing, except it wasn't. The FBI was lying. After the FBI was caught lying about their conduct, they lied to the internal oversight, the Office of Inspector General, about everything surrounding their conduct. They didn't make a mistake or drop the proverbial ball. They intentionally and specifically maintained the sexual exploitation of teenage girls by doing absolutely nothing with the complaints they received. This is not misconduct. This is purposeful. And what about the laptops, the Anthony Weiner or the Hunter Biden? Get this. The author follows. what the Federal Security Service, FBS, is to the internal security of the Russian state, so too is the FBI performing the same function for the federal government. The FBI is a U.S. version of the Russian state police. The FBI is deployed almost exclusively to attack domestic enemies of those who control the government while they protect the interests of the U.S. fourth branch of government. That's a clear and accurate domestic prism to contextualize their perceived mission. Domestic violent extremists pose the greatest threat. Put another way, we the people who fight against government abuse and usurpation are the FBI's actual and literal enemy. Let me be very clear with a brutally obvious example. Antifa could not exist as an organization capable of organizing and carrying out violent attacks against their targets without the full support of the FBI. If the FBI wanted to arrest members of Antifa who are actually conducting violence, they could do it easily with little effort. It's the absence of any action of the FBI toward Antifa that tells us FBI is enabling violent extremist behavior to continue. Once you expect that transparent point of truth, you realize the FBI definition of domestic violent extremism is something else entirely. The FBI is not a law enforcement or investigative division of the U.S. Department of Justice. The FBI is a political weapon of a larger institution now focused almost entirely toward supporting a radical communist agenda to destroy civil society in the United States. Anyone who continues to push the fraudulent, honorable FBI rank and file talking point at this point in history is willfully and purposefully operating to deceive the American people on behalf of government interests who are intent on destroying us. This is not a difference of opinion any longer. It's a matter of just accepting what is staring us right in the face. People like Sean Hannity and Dan Bongino, who continue pushing the lie that FBI agents, any of them, are honorable people, are by nature of their disconnect, purposely manipulating their audience. Sad to say, I think this guy has it exactly right. It's not just the Biden administration, it's the FBI, it's the Department of Justice, it's even the Supreme Court, which not only refused to take the Texas case that would have resolved the theft of the election in a proper fashion, but is now declining to rule against mandates for vaccinations that are equally horrific. We are coming to the break, and when we return, Danny Saris will join me. Mitchell, are we there?
We should be, Jim. Let me look. Weird.
Yeah, I thought that the break would be running over at this point, but we're not hearing it.
There, I kicked it in.
Thanks.
Mr. Rowe, I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Hey, Jim, we're back. It's a little early. Hey, everybody, this is Mitch, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Yeah, we had a short break. I'm going to have to send a note to Mr. Rowe and Richard about our break. Anyway, so welcome back, Jim. I hope you're there yet. Jim, I can't hear you. No audio. Oh, great.
It's not back yet, Mitchell.
Mitchell, I'm sorry.
Oh, there
I'm sorry.
He is. Hi, Danny. How you doing? Glad to hear you, Jim. That's okay. Yeah. It was a shortened break.
Okay. My wife just rolled up. She'd gone shopping, and I was just saying how amazing that I was on the break and going to help her bring in the groceries. We got Danny Cirrus here. Now, Danny, I want you to comment on all of the above in regard to the FBI and the corruption of government and the failure to enforce the law and the effort to turn this into a communist socialist nation, which is dumbfounding. But if one wanted more proof, Biden is now ordering the Veterans Administration to withhold health benefits from unvaccinated veterans. I mean, this is so bad, it makes me want to vomit. The executive order is one of several new rules to combat the Delta variant. Believe me, these variants are just bullshit. They're just making it up. They're pulling it right out of their ass. Now there's a Delta Plus variant, and then there's going to be an Epsilon variant, and they're going to go on forever with all these phony goddamn variants. There aren't any variants. It's not a real virus. They took 38 million cases of the flu last year and reclassified them as COVID, so they're only 2,000 this year. Does anyone really think 37,998,000 cases of the flu just evaporated or disappeared? In a television speech Thursday, last night, the president called upon veterans to continue their service, saying their debt to the country must be paid in perpetuity. I think he means the country's debt to them. As with so many other things, veterans are part of the problem when they should. This is Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief, saying veterans are part of the problem. We promise to take care of you in return for your service to this country. You promised us your life. Now it's time to help us protect you before we let you die some other way because you failed to avoid dying a way we didn't want you to. If this doesn't make sense to you, have a little faith. There's a great honor in doing what you're told. This is disgusting beyond belief. Remember, the vax. How can the unvaccinated pose a threat to the vaccinated if the vaccination protects you? We're in the absurd situation that the protected need protection from the unprotected by giving the unprotected the protection that didn't work for the protected. This is just absurd. And as it may have been Voltaire who observed, if they can induce you to believe absurdities, they can cause you to commit atrocities. There's atrocities going on, unbelievable. Biden said there will be no exception to this policy. You walk into a VA hospital for cancer treatment and aren't vaccinated, The shot will go up your behind before you start chemo. It's that simple. Protect yourself and others from COVID-19, or we'll stop protecting you from everything else. Comprehend, Negranos? This is disgusting. Just disgusting. Veterans blasted the president's decision. It should go without saying this order makes no sense, said VFW spokesperson Tommy Fitzhugh. This administration is jeopardizing the health of American veterans by claiming to have an interest in their health and well-being. Joe Biden is out of his mind. Well, Joe Biden is just a total stooge, a complete goofball. No one else could play the role he's playing. Many speculate Barack Obama is calling the shots. Well, if Barack Obama is calling the shots, then he's just as eager to destroy America as the Rothschild, whom I believe are ultimately responsible. Remember, the mainstream media is totally dominated by dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. The Rothschilds take responsibility for creating the nation of Israel. They control the AP. They own Reuters News Service. They are behind this. I have absolutely zero doubt. Danny, I'm so pleased to have you back on the show. And if I'm right, I've got the sound problem solved. Then just lay it on, Danny. Tell us all your thoughts about everything I've been addressing so far.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today? Great opening. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Very, very, very good, Danny. We got the sound problem solved.
Great, sir. Great opening, sir. Well, you know, to start off, you talked about the FBI, sir, and I guess I'll start with that and that 18-minute or 20-minute video at the Capitol. When anybody watches that, if you haven't seen that, I would urge anybody, it's just a must-see video to see how comical and what a play and all the fakery that was laid out on January 6th with all the crisis actors that were in play working with the FBI. When you see that video on inside of the Capitol with Ashley Babbitt, who was supposedly shot, you can see everybody just kind of lounging around doing a different job. There's no chaos. The police are fake. They're not really cops. They're pointing their guns in very strange directions. Nobody flinches when the gunshot goes off. It was a completely rehearsed group of people there at the door when all that happened. And anytime I've sat around and watched that video with somebody new for the first time, I like to watch their face because you can see the shock that they're in when they got off. And they said, I've never seen this video before. I had no idea that this took place. And their attitude completely flips in a different direction, sir. You know, as far as the FBI goes, they're in on a lot of this stuff. I'm convinced that, you know, the FBI is long gone. I believe there probably are a few good agents in there somewhere down in the low levels that are investigating real crimes in certain states. But at the top, sir, it's completely corrupted. They're going along with the Democrats. They're party to party. They're helping out with all this nonsense that's taking place. And they're going forward and helping with the Joe Biden communist agenda. There's no doubt about it, sir.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Absolutely, Danny. No doubt about it. I mean, everything going on here is absurd. It's undemocratic. It's un-American. And that's because the shots are being called by someone who's undemocratic and un-American. The Rothschilds think they own the effing world. And they're acting as though they were rulers, authoritative sources that dictate what's going on. Biden is just reading script. The guy calling himself Biden, who I guarantee you 100% is not the senator from California. And of course, you know, Empty Shelves Joe, as they're calling, dominating Twitter as ships back up at ports, and the Biden administration blames who? Trump? I mean, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, by the way, this is in passing. The NIH has corrected false statements by the director of the NIH, Collins, and Tony the Rat, that before Congress, because the NIH did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan. So in my opinion, you know, Anthony Fauci has committed a very serious offense of lying to Congress for which he ought to be prosecuted. Now, again, I reiterate this absurdity of the situation that those who are vaxxed need to be protected from those who are not vaxxed. because if you're vaxxed, then you are already protected. So what the hell do you have to fear from those who are unprotected? Danny is just absurd beyond belief. Meanwhile, there is all kinds of stuff from a Dr. Pablo Campra in Madrid of microbiota. These are microscopic organisms, living organisms that are in the various vaccines that are being administered, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. Danny, you have turned me on to a lot of this. I want you to begin talking about it, but also anything else that comes to mind in this broad ballpark, because the nation America is being ravaged, destroyed, torn limb from limb by these miscreants who don't give a damn about the American people and their welfare. They don't even care about veterans. You're going to get a shot up the ass before you can get a cancer treatment? Give me a break. Joe Biden, your destiny, I can't begin to say what you deserve. Danny.
Well, sir, if we're going to talk about the vaccines, I'd like to start off by pointing out on 2 days ago on Stu Peters, he had Dr. Carrie Majay on again, and she just obtained a brand new vial that was snuck out of Pfizer of the so-called vaccine, and they put it under a microscope, and she showed video, actual video and still photos of a brand new latest vial that came out that they were able to put into a microscope. And I'll tell you, sir, it was very horrific. Not only do we get the creatures this time, but she actually showed these mechanical circles. They were rings and they were perfectly made rings, almost like a wedding ring looking type of device that was mechanical in nature. It was black in color and it had some kind of a thing that swam around the ring. And it was the strangest thing. There was all kinds of other things that were in there that don't belong, that were perfectly made mechanical devices that were swimming around. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing in these vaccines whatsoever that resembles anything in the regards of medicine whatsoever. You know, I'm convinced, sir, that there's nothing in these vaccines whatsoever that's part of medicine. Nobody seems to come out and break it down to tell us all the different things that are in there. We have Dr. Artis that has come out and said that they've changed the formula and the ingredients in the vax multiple times over and over. And what he was saying was they probably don't even really want it ever approved, not that it would ever be approved, because then at that point, they actually have to tell the public what's in it and they can't change the formula anymore. But by keeping it under this emergency act, they don't have to tell the public what's in it ever, and they keep moving forward, and they can change the ingredients, add ingredients at any time that they feel like it. And we keep seeing this graphene oxide that's put in there, and we know for sure the graphene oxide is listed as a poison, but yet we see that put into the vaccine. You know, they don't want to talk about the ingredients that were in the vaccine, but we keep seeing people fall over with all these illnesses, heart attacks, heart problems, lung problems, organ failure, renal failure. I mean, you name it, sir. We're seeing all these ailments all over the place. So I would highly encourage anybody to go to rumble.com, which seems to be another great place to go on top of BitChute. Take a look at the Stu Peters link and look at the show with Dr. Carrie Majay on October 20th. And look at look how they break down the video and the slides of what they found in the vaccine. And I think you'll be horrified, and any normal person could take a look at that. And I want everybody to think about it. Would you actually want these creatures crawling around in your body? Ask yourself, what does this have to do with healing in any way or healing this so-called disease, COVID-19? I would say nothing, sir. This whole thing is a big scam to get this vaccine inside of every human on the planet. And I believe we need to resist at all costs to keep this from continuing, sir.
Well, are we just going to passively sit by while they kill us? I mean, that's what's going on here. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We're talking about this needle being turned into a lethal weapon. And I guarantee you, every one of us is going to lose neighbors, friends and relatives. Many of us are going to lose members of our own family because of this atrocity being committed by this cabal, including the World Health Organization, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, where Tony the Rat is going to go down in history as the greatest mass murderer of all time. Bill Gates, clearly a part of this. Henry Kissinger, I have no doubt. The Rothschilds, the head of this guy, Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum, turns out to be a Rothschild himself. Those who are running Biden's COVID panel, they're virtually all Jewish. And, you know, I have resisted anti-Semitism my whole life. I have had some of my closest friends who are Jewish. I've never given a damn whether anyone were Jewish, Catholic, Zoroastrian, Hindu. I mean, I could care less. But it does look as though something is going on here, and that it has to do, I surmise, with Babylonian Talmudic Judaism, which maintains that Jews are the superior form of life, that all the other forms of human life only exist to serve the Jews, that Jews are entitled to murder, kill, lie, cheat, steal, the goyim, as they're known, with impunity, where the human races, the Jews are as superior to the other human races as the human races collectively are superior to the animals in the field. And if you go and search for it, but they're wiping all this off of the internet, Danny, as fast as they can. Menachem Begin was particularly nasty and vicious in his way of describing all of this. But even Ariel Sharon was talking about Israel owning the United States and the Americans know it. Bibi Netanyahu was talking about America as the golden calf, which we are going to suck dry and leave as the world's largest welfare state, because that's what we do with nations we hate. I'm telling you, the American people have to get their heads screwed on right, because Israel is not our friend. Israel is our greatest enemy, short of the Rothschilds themselves, who are using their influence through Israel and the Israeli domination of our media to control what we see and hear. Remember, how many times have I reported? I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Another panel, 100 executives from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. A third panel, 100 executives from the New York Times, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Danny, the situation is unbelievable. And if Americans don't figure out what's going on, we're going to be dead. We're going to die as a consequence. Our nation will no longer be ours.
Sir, I tend to agree with that. You know, I've been really focusing on this shot because, you said we've all had loved ones. You know, I have a relative that passed away about a year ago from what we believe is bacterial pneumonia. There were some really weird things that seemed to happen at the hospital. We weren't allowed in to see him. We only got reports over the phone. I know this particular person was wearing a mask all the time, you know, which to me is a scam in itself. And then I have another friend that a few weeks after he took the second Pfizer shot, went to sleep. He was sick for a few days with like a cold and flu symptoms with some coughing. He went to bed that night early trying to shake this thing off. And it turns out he ended up having, according to the coroner, he had blood clots and had a heart attack and never woke up in his sleep. His daughter found him the next morning. And that one particularly affected me very heavy because I was pretty close with this guy. And it's just pretty amazing how, you know, he knew it was going on, but his job was being threatened is what I found out after the fact. And because of that, he got forced into, because he was taking care of his daughter, he got forced into taking the jab, sir. So, you know, unfortunately, they're just clamping down every single day, trying to figure out how to put more and more pressure on Americans to take this jab, when in fact, you know, it's killing people, sir, as you said, all over the world. I mean, they're concealing the numbers, they're concealing the injuries, and they're concealing how many people are actually dying from this vaccine. And, you know, I'm really glad, sir, that almost daily you're pointing out these facts. We're doing our best to get the word out. I just don't know how anybody in their right mind now, if they're sitting on the fence with all the evidence that's out, you know, the physical evidence that's out on this on these jabs, would consider even for a second jabbing themselves or anyone in their family, sir. It's just completely ludicrous that you would even think about it at this point.
And now they're going after young kids. I mean, how sadistic can you get? Young kids are virtually invulnerable to the alleged virus. I mean, they have a 99.9% survival rate. But once they get the jab, that's going to change dramatically. This is just god-awful, Danny. This is just so vicious. This is so brutal. This is so inhumane. It had, you know, you can tell there's not an American source behind this. This is a vicious plan being imposed on the United States by arrogant sadists who want to control the world, who are vicious and uncaring. They have no ethics, no conscience, no morals whatsoever. They're just dominated by greed and an unquenchable desire to be in control of the entire planet. And they don't give a GD what happens to you, as I have said. They have told us the future. They seem to have the obligation to do that. And then if you don't take measures to counteract what they've told you they have in mind, then you're responsible for what happens. And I believe the future we have been shown is that series of movies, The Hunger Game. It's unbelievable, Danny, but that's it. I think that's where they're heading. That's what they want. And if we don't figure out what the hell is going on and do something to stop it, that's what we will have.
You know, I agree, sir. I'd also like to add in that the, you know, going to the 5-year-olds is down as low as 5 years, your 5-year-old to give the vax. You know, it's already been proven. Dr. Artist has showed it over time and time again. Anybody, you can go to the Dr. Artist, I believe it is, .com. He has a lot of his documents there posted at his website. But he has been talking about the study on the, I think it's 12 to 17 year olds that was done with the vax, and how 40% of them had heart attacks, sir, in the study. I mean, it is also sterilizing children, okay, at a young age. So then when I mean sterilizing, they're not going to be able to produce children. I mean, it's quite disgusting what's going on. And yet, the media is trying to conceal this. And now they want to go even younger, because if they sterilize all these children, sir, the point being that if they live, depending on how many years they live, they're not going to grow up to ever have children. It's obvious, sir, what they're doing. They're depopulating everywhere they can. The other thing that might be worth bringing up, sir, is the subject of shedding. And I still find today, sir, as I go through daily life, that people don't really understand in the world what shedding is and how serious the shedding is, how serious of a subject it is. And I'd like just bring up for a minute that the shedding is what the vaxxed are doing. Okay, when people have this mysterious vaccine, they're calling it, I still hate to use that term, I'm only using it because that's what everybody else calls it. But this mystery jab, we'll leave it at that, or this deadly clot shot, as some people like to call it. When people have this, your body starts to reject it, and it throws off these things called spike proteins and other things that are in the vax that ooze out of your skin. They come out of your skin, comes out of your ears, your nose, your eyes. These are the doctors that are showing this. And this toxic waste that's coming off of your body after you get the jab is highly contagious to those people that are around you in your proximity. And there are women all over the country that are having these strange periods that are coming on, with excessive bleeding. But, you know, even more so, sir, I have a good friend. His wife lost her baby recently to miscarriage, and she found out that she was hanging out and spending extra time with a relative that had just been jabbed, and she couldn't believe it, and she lost her baby. And she just knew a little bit about the shedding. But believe me, it was horrific. Her and her husband are mourning this miscarriage. And believe me, they know quite a bit now about the shedding, because the shedding has been horrendous everywhere, and it's causing miscarriages, it's causing all these mystery illnesses all over the place. It's making people sick. There's something out there called the shedding flu, or in other words, if you get around somebody that's been shedding for a while, I know several people that have caught this, they come down with this nasty, nasty flu, and it makes them think that they have this mystery disease named COVID, because the flu symptoms are very, very debilitating. When in fact, what happens is they were around somebody that recently was vaxxed, and they got this shedding off of them, and that's what caused them to be sick. And again, they're unvaxxed. So in reality, sir, what's happening is the vaxxed, okay, are actually making the unvaxxed sick. And I'm convinced that that is part of their plan. Obviously, this is a vital weapon. And that's why the more people that they can get vaxxed are in a constant state of shedding. And then one of the doctors pointed out that they came out with a booster shot. And the reason what he was saying in his opinion about the booster shot is he says there's a shelf life to the shedding. And he says it looks like approximately 3 months into the jab that the shedding symptoms start to subside slightly. So in other words, they stop shedding. They're not as shedding as much as they were. And then they come along with this booster shot. And what he was saying is he's convinced that they want to give everybody a booster shot every 3 months to keep everybody in a constant high state of shedding. That way, everywhere they go, they're constantly shedding on other people around them. And if you have not been vaxxed, you're going to end up infecting that person because you've got the booster shot and you're in this constant state of shedding. And I would highly recommend everybody to go to BitChute, one of the best places to do this, or even Rumble, some places in Rumble, and do your research. Look up shedding, look up the viral shedding from this vaccine, watch a few videos, watch Dr. Artis talk about this, and learn about the subject shedding. Be very, very aware of this, and be very conscious these days of where you are, who you hang out, because you have to be very, very careful with this shedding, sir.
Danny, you're making sensational points. We'll continue our conversation with Danny Suras after this break.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites.
The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Danny, you know, I mean, hearing about Moon Rock Books causes me a lot of grief because the publisher, Dave Gaharry, who's among my closest friends and allies, has been hospitalized. He was even in an induced coma for 3 weeks in a ventilator in a VA hospital in Florida. And he got better, to my astonishment, and was moved to rehab and then had a relapse, and they had to reimpose a ventilator. This is just a few days ago. And I'm very, very pessimistic about how this is going to play out. And of course, members of my own family went ahead and took the vax without telling me. They knew I would be strongly opposed, so they just went ahead and did it. So, you know, I mean, my own wife has taken the vax, and obviously I'm not going to abandon her, but it does mean almost certainly that I have had my share of exposure to shedding. It might be, Danny, that that's what caused my medical maladies of about 2 months ago now, where I really was hit so hard, I felt so weak, that I couldn't even get out of bed at one point. Jan drove me to the hospital the first time, where I was there for about 7 hours. And then the second time, they actually had an ambulance. I mean, we just got the bill for the ambulance, you know, most of which is covered by our insurance, I'm glad to say. But it was so bad, I couldn't even get out of bed. So I'm glad to have got through that. And by the way, I believe, where a dear colleague sent me ivermectin, you know, five double doses. In other words, two ivermectin to take 5 days in a row. That may have turned the corner for me, Danny. And of course, as you know, India seems to be surviving the COVID because they're giving out ivermectin right and left. I hear the rumors. Everyone in Congress is taking ivermectin. But of course, Biden won't allow ivermectin to be used in the Rothschilds. I mean, even the AMA has gone on a rampage against doctors who express any doubts about wearing masks or taking the vax or want to recommend. You know, I mean, it's just the situation is as calamitous as it could possibly be. And the American people have to get it through their heads that the American government is out to dismember the nation and to kill them in massive numbers. where the Deagle projections have it that the U.S. population will drop from 330 million in 2020 to now only 65 million in 2025. That's a loss of 265 million of your fellow citizens in less than 5 years. They're very worried about what's coming, Danny. They're referring to it as a dark winter. They're going to blame it on a Delta variant or some other, you know, fictional entity, because that's what they're playing, mind games with the American people. But that's why they're so eager and putting so much pressure to get everyone vaxxed. They don't want there to be a control group of those who are not vaxxed, who will not be dropping like flies, while those who are vaxxed will be, so that the whole world can see the difference. Danny, I have no doubt that's why the hysteria, that's why they're threatening to withhold supplies. You've got the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, for God's sake. Why, you've got Biden declaring that veterans are not going to be able to receive veterans affairs. I mean, my God, these are people who put their life on the line for the nation. This Biden freak is a non-entity. He's disgusting. What's going on in Washington is beyond belief. It is so completely un-American. It's a communist socialist takeover of the United States, but mostly it's the destruction of America. Danny, your thoughts.
Well, sir, we've never had in our country, a forced jab like this, with them trying to take away your livelihood, your job, pushing a poison vaccine that is obviously killing people and injuring people on a mass scale. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You just open up your eyes, look at the real reports, look at the people we've all lost, our loved ones. I'd like to just touch on the mask thing that you mentioned, though. You know, sir, I'm convinced after listening to hundreds and hundreds of doctors, talk about it. Anthony Fauci himself, I hate to even call him Dr. Fauci at this point.
Yes.
I don't really look at him as a doctor at all, sir. He's more like a fictional.
I call him Tony the Rat. Tony the Rat. Yeah.
I would say that fits him, sir, along with many other names. He doesn't deserve really to be called doctor, but he wrote a paper in approximately 2004 on masks on the Spanish flu in 2014. And I'm convinced still at this point that Spanish flu of 2014, that whole thing was concocted to cover up the Federal Reserve Act and the IRS, installing the IRS income tax. That's my personal opinion on that. But he wrote a paper in approximately 2004 saying that during the Spanish flu, nobody actually died of the Spanish flu, which is really interesting that he published that. Obviously, when he did that at that time, maybe he didn't know what his role would be in the future. That's obvious. But he published that everyone that died from a bacterial infection from wearing the mask. And I can contest that because I see that happening all over. I see these bacterial infections. I have several close family members that work in the hospitals daily, one that works in the COVID wing, and I get reports constantly what's going on there. And they see these bacterial infections from people wearing masks. And these bacterial infections, sir, I would like to say, they set off the fake PCR test. So you figure if you get a whole society wearing a mask all the time, children playing on a playground, wearing a mask, trying to play, trying to enjoy their life, they get these bacterial infections because they're not breathing out the air. You know what I mean? If their airflow is restricted. And they get these bacterial infections, and then what happens, sir, is they set off the PCR test with a bacterial infection. Now, all of a sudden, they're told they have COVID. So is everybody catching on? That is the point. I'm convinced that the mask is nothing more to generate as many bacterial infections as they can in order to drive people to this ultimate taking this shot. I'm absolutely convinced of that, sir, 100%. That's what wearing the mask is all about. And as far as Biden, denying veterans their insurance or their health care benefits over this jab, that tells you all they need to know. I can see video after video of veterans saying that they've gone too far for this and something is about ready to happen. And I can only surmise what they're talking about when it comes to something is about ready to happen. It's just atrocious what they're doing, sir. Where they're going after the population, people need to face it ultimately. We are under attack, sir, by an entity that is hell-bent on depopulating the world. They have enough blackmail in some sort over our entire judicial system and our Congress to keep them quiet and to allow this to continue. And until somebody in the court system, somebody in Congress speaks up, or until force is used on them, they're going to continue, sir, doing what they're doing. They're going to continue their agenda of this depopulation. They're going to continue to try and take away our food. They're going to continue to take away our health care. They're going to do whatever they need to do because they're afraid, sir, of what you said, that control group. This winter, I think we're going to see a horrendous amount of death when the flus come in. And most of the doctors are saying that anybody that has taken the jab, it is proven that they're losing a percentage every single week of their immune system. So you're under a constant state of depletion of your immune system. And at some point, you're going to even catch a cold or a regular flu, and you're not going to be able to fight it off if you've been jabbed. And that's coming to a head this winter when the flu sets in. And we're going to see a massive amount of people, in my opinion, according to these doctors, of people that are going to start dying off. And they're going to start calling it different sorts of variants. But what's really, really important to pay attention to this winter, sir, if someone passes away, is to find out if they've been vaxxed. And I believe, you know what, they're going to try to conceal that coming up. They're already trying to conceal that in the hospital. I'd like to point out that in the hospital, sir, where I am, in the COVID wing, they still are sticking PCR positive people in a special area they call the COVID wing. But the people that are sick that have been jabbed, sir, they're putting in them in the general population with the regular folks. They actually are the ones that should be segregated, but they're not doing it. They're the ones that are shedding and making people sick. The people in the COVID wing simply just tested positive on a PCR test, but yet they have no symptoms. But they have them in the hospital so they can say, you know, they get up to $60,000 per positive test for these people. But these people don't want to be there. They don't even understand what's going on, that they have to be in there because of this PCR test. So we have all kinds of things going on. But I think, sir, ultimately, we all need to fasten our seatbelt. If you're religious at all, you need to say your prayers, because I believe this winter, sir, is going to be horrendous. We're going to lose people on a mass scale. And we're going to get a massive, massive propaganda blitz coming from the media with all these different variants and a whole host of excuses on why people are dying. And then they're going to conceal the fact that these people have all been vaxxed or jabbed.
Oh, Danny, you're 100% right. Now, my understanding is only slightly at variance with what you're saying here, to wit, my understanding was a study done of the Spanish flu by the Rat and colleagues, was that most of those who died from bacterial pneumonia, not from the flu. And it is absolutely the case that wearing masks promotes bacterial pneumonia. It's not just the fact that you're breathing oxygen depleted air and thereby killing brain cells, which, unlike skin cells, do not regenerate, so that we're undergoing a drop in the average intelligence of the American population, not to mention what's expected to be an exponential growth in dementia among older persons who couldn't afford to lose those brain cells. But where I'm projecting that if we get through this, probably we're going to lose about 10 IQ points a year. I'm going to surmise it's going to be on that order. Very, very bad. But the fact is that wearing a mask, you accumulate all this crud in the mask. And then you're recirculating all that crud back into your body, which was being expelled from your body for very good reasons. Your body didn't want it. And that wearing the mask, therefore, is killing us slowly. The vaccines are killing us much more rapidly. Would you believe, Danny, they've even now changed what's been known forever? You know, an aspirin a day keeps a doctor away. They're now saying, oh, you shouldn't take aspirin in order to prevent heart attacks. And the reason they're saying that is because aspirin helps to prevent the formation of blood clots. And that's one of the primary mechanisms they're using through the vax to kill people. So they want to take away. See, there are two aspects to this. Not only are they promoting the death-inducing jab, they're also suppressing the life-saving mechanisms such as HCQ, ivermectin, and aspirin that can actually help you stay alive and enable you to survive. So, I mean, anyone who has any doubt about it, when you put together what this Deputy Secretary of the Treasury declared, namely, we're not even going to put supplies back into the drug stores and the grocery stores until every American is vaxxed. I mean, that's just so totally despicable. But then coming Biden out and saying veterans aren't going to be able to get veteran benefits unless they take the jab. This is disgusting. This is so far over the line, Danny. Nobody who's paying attention can miss what's going on now.
Well, that there's no doubt about that, sir. I mean, but I want everybody to think long and hard about this ivermectin situation. Okay, and I've looked into this. I'm pretty close to this situation. You know, I was reading the other day about a military vet that had gotten ill. And as I was reading it, it sure looked like he was having what I would call the shedding flu. You know, he said that he flipped off the PCR test. And when he went to his doctor, he knew about ivermectin, and his doctor wrote him a prescription. And he went to Walmart. And this particular case was in Minnesota. He went to Walmart, and the pharmacist refused to fill his prescription. And he got into the argument with him, and he had his doctor personally call the pharmacist, according to the report. And the pharmacist ended up hanging up on the doctor and refused to fill his order for ivermectin. And now, of course, he's suing the Walmart there in Minnesota for not filling it. What the gentleman ended up having to do, him and his wife, they seemed to be deteriorating. They were getting sick. They were weak. He ended up going to a feed and grain store, and he got the horse paste, the dewormer horse paste, known as ivermectin, has ivermectin in it. And he ended up using that. Now, of course, he didn't want to do that. He talks specifically about lowering the dose. But he said within 6 hours, his wife immediately felt better, and all of her symptoms started to subside. And then within 8 hours, he was feeling just fine. It's quite amazing. And then he ended up getting a prescription for ivermectin filled out of the state of Florida, and it was sent to him. So I'd like everybody to think, why would they try to restrict Americans from getting a drug that's been around forever? It's a prize-winning drug. It has no side effects whatsoever. It's not a narcotic. So you're not going to become addicted to it like you would like oxycodone or like a Vicodin or something like that. Why would they restrict something? Even if you didn't have any sort of these flu variants through the shedding and you happen to take a few days of ivermectin, there's no side effects. It's not going to do anything to you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to set you back in any way. But yet we have the Biden administration and all the Democrats hiding the facts, sir, and keeping and restricting and having these pharmacists around the country refusing to fill the order. I can tell you that's happening in my state. When I went for my personal checkup to see my doctor, I asked to have some ivermectin. Of course, I wasn't sick. And I told her I just wanted to have some of them in my medicine cabinet just in case I ran across somebody and I picked up this shedding bug. I wanted to have some so I wasn't going to be scrambling. You know what? I was told it was the hospital's policy that they can't give out prescriptions for ivermectin. And I said, what are you talking about? You're my doctor. You can write me a prescription for anything you want. And I was told that the pharmacies won't fill it. They just absolutely will not fill it anymore. But yet we have Congress caught taking ivermectin, sir. We have them giving out ivermectin to illegals. And we have reports of them flying the refugees from Afghanistan, the so-called refugees from Afghanistan into the U.S., and flight attendants, of which I know one of them, was giving out ivermectin in a bag to all the people on the plane. So why are they giving ivermectin to all these non-citizens, but yet restricting citizens in the United States from getting ivermectin? That makes absolutely no sense at all, sir. And the only sense it does make is they're trying to restrict Americans from a drug that'll make this entire problem go away.
Oh, Danny, of course, 100%. And they're bringing in, this is a clergy plan, of course, at work here. And how many of those Afghans that we're bringing in could be suicide bombers, for crying out loud. They learned how to use improvised explosive devices in all those years America was there. It was our longest continuous war in our history, Danny. There's no vetting going on. How many of these are drug gang members, MS-13, that are coming across our southern border, who are going to rape and murder and kill? I mean, it's just disgusting. The Biden administration is violating the Constitution, violating their oath. They deserve far more than impeachment. These people need to be arrested, indicted, tried, and hanged, Danny. That's what's going on here. It's that grotesque.
I agree, sir. I mean, we're seeing scarcity now. You know, you had brought that up, and I think it's worth talking about the scarcity issue. And what I mean by that is that's a man-made situation where they're withdrawing supplies to create a shortage. And we've seen that, sir, for a while. I'd like to point out that they started this whole thing with firearms and ammunition. They started this well over 2 years ago, where all of a sudden ammunition began to be hard to get. The prices went up, and all of a sudden you couldn't get ammo, or if you could, it was double or triple the price. And that's still the case today. Ammo still has not come down in its normal price range, and has been hard to get, even though we're told the ammo manufacturers are working 24/7. Well, I know a few of these ammo manufacturers, sir. I know the owners of two different companies, and I called them, and I asked them, hey, what exactly is going on here? Why is it so hard to get ammo? What's going on with these prices? And I'm told it's the cost of the raw materials. It's the raw materials that they actually use to make the ammunition that has gone up and has been restricted. And they're creating bottlenecks around the country, sir, to restrict these manufacturers from getting these raw materials to manufacture the ammo. And the reason why I believe this is happening is because they knew what was coming down the pipe. They knew all this way ahead of time before they started this. They did a drill on this that we all know about and have talked about it in the movie Plandemic. You can see the drill that they ran, but they knew about this. So they started creating a restriction on the ammo so people can't go out and buy firearms and get ammo and get ready for this situation. So that was the first scarcity that I noticed. And now we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of ships offshore along the West Coast that are backed up now for, you know, weeks and weeks or months at a time, where they're simply letting food rot on these ships. And this is being done on purpose, sir. They're doing this to create a scarcity or a shortage problem in the United States. I believe their next move is soon to be that only stores that take the Vax card or participate in their Vax card scheme are going to be the ones that start getting groceries or start getting any supplies. That way they can restrict who can go into these stores and who cannot. It's obvious what they're starting to do. We're starting to see even in San Francisco, where they shut down an In-N-Out Burger the other day because the In-N-Out Burger refused to go along with the San Francisco Vax card situation. So they closed them down because they wouldn't police their own customers and ask everybody if they had a Vax card or not. And I believe, sir, that the scarcity problem is going to get much worse. I would highly encourage everybody to go out and get some survival food of some sorts from some of the main manufacturers. They're all behind in supply, but you can get them. They're just behind in the production, excuse me, but you can get them. And I would, you know, do what you can to have some saved food and some saved water, because I believe this problem is going to get a lot worse, sir. They're going to do their damnedest and their absolute best to try and force people into position to where they cannot buy food, they cannot buy drugs. And if they allow this, sir, it's going to be a really, really bad winter moving into 2022. So please, everyone, get yourself some emergency supplies, some emergency medical supplies, some extra food, some extra water, and a water filter, and be prepared just in case, because you don't want to be that person that's out there scrambling should all of a sudden the trucks get completely cut off and supplies can't get to your local grocery store.
Danny, that's such wise advice. I want to encourage everyone out there to follow up on what Danny's recommending. There are a number of excellent sources for survival food. You got to prepare for this. They have been planning to do this to America for decades, And they've been trying to figure out a way to cut us off from our guns, because that's what they fear more than anything else. 130 million armed Americans who are pissed off with their government. It's happening now, but they have been anticipating for a very long time. They are very powerful. They're very rich. Their resources are virtually unlimited. They seem to have control of our Congress, of our Supreme Court, of our judicial system, of our medical establishment. Danny, the situation is not only unparalleled, it's not only unprecedented, it is horrific. This is a nightmare that is coming to America, and we are going to have to deal with it. Anyone who wants to call in now, we're going to take calls after the break. 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Mitchell will handle your call and get you on the air with Danny and me. But bear in mind, the situation we're describing is real, and it's very, very grim. I wish we could tell you everything's hunky-dory, everything's going to be okay. I can't tell you that. It's not at all obvious everything is going to be okay. It's looking very bad. If you want to call in a number, 540-352-4452, we're going to hit the break in a moment. I'm so glad to have Danny here. We'll see you on the other side. We got 30 seconds, Danny. Let me just say again how glad I am to have you here. And everyone, reflect on the fact. You got the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury saying no supplies until everyone's vaxxed when there's no causal connection between being vaccinated and unloading supplies. It's a deliberate Biden policy. And they're not going to give veterans medical care until they take a shot up their ass. Give me a break. This is going to piss off a lot of people. It should include you.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Danny, we have no callers as yet, though you're welcome to call 540-352-4452. And I therefore will take this occasion to mention a couple of stories that are a bit lighter in relation to what we've been talking about here. It turns out that Biden had organized a court packing commission. And the court packing commission has come back and recommended that it's a bad idea, a bad idea. So Biden's plan has backfired. How did the Democrats produce this failure of almost Republican proportions? Maybe they were just following the law. They were legal experts, by the way. The official word was the group was divided over its recommendation of whether to pack the court with additional justices or other reforms, such as term limits, but it didn't help that even some liberal justices have opposed packing the court. Justice Stephen Breyer, for example, someone the left wants to retire right away to replace with a justice more liberal than he, has said he doesn't like the idea. So did Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God rest her soul. She came against the idea as well before her death. There's also another problem. Packing the court with new leftist judges makes the court obviously partisan, more so than Democrats already claim. The answer to partisan control isn't giving the other party more control. Sure, there's room for improvement, but the Supreme Court has served our nation well for the nation's history. We don't have to pack it. We just need for the justices to do their job. Biden might consider the same approach of doing his job and help actually solve some of the problems he continues to create. And Danny, I just add to that, it seems to me the cases that I mentioned just before we went on the break are crucial here. When the Supreme Court declined to hear the Texas case that outlined how four pivotal states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin had violated their own statutes and procedures for selecting their electors. That would have been the right time to straighten out the theft of the election of 2020. They could have done it then, and the whole country would have been relieved, and it would have been the right thing to do. When they declined to do that, I was profoundly disturbed. I said then, and I reiterate now, that is a black stain on the history of the United States Supreme Court. It will never outlive. That is permanent. And then again, they've had a number of appeals of these efforts to mandate vaccinations. That is grossly wrong. It violates the Nuremberg Code. You have to have informed consent. It even violates the Hippocratic Oath of first do no harm. I can't believe the Supreme Court would not exercise its role in protecting the American people by forcing conformity to the Constitution, which it has not done. And Danny, frankly, I damn them for their failures. These two are of such gargantuan proportions that the nation may not survive what they have failed to do.
Well, sir, I would say, you know, I'm very disappointed, of course, in the Supreme Court and all the courts. But, you know, I would like to, you know, we talked about it earlier. There's some sort of control mechanism that they've had in place for a while. And we all know what some of it is in the form of blackmail, whether it's money or pedophilia or whatever, that they have on key positions in this country. And it's currently, you can see they're pulling out all the strings right now to cover up the election and also to keep this this jab, vaccine scam going that's killing and injuring the population. You know, it, whether it's money again or pedophilia or whatever it is, there's something going on to where all these people are not acting. But I'd like to point out on a subsequent show, we went over the exemption list. And I think it's worth bringing back up again, sir. And if you look at the exemption list, you know, Biden has exempted a certain amount of people from the jab. And it makes no sense on who has got this exemption unless you really drill down on it. And if you think about it, everybody on that exemption list, except for the illegals, of course, that are coming into this country that got an exemption, everybody on that list, sir, is the exact people that could do something and have the authority to stop this jab, this vaccine. And that very group of people are the exact ones that are exempt from the shot. So yeah. It makes no sense unless you understand that these people are not willing to go along with this and continue this facade if they have to in themselves take the jab. So they gave them an exemption so they'll continue to go along and stay quiet. And those exemptions are part of the Supreme Court, the judicial branch. We've gone over this many times, and that's what we're seeing today.
I got the list right here, Danny. Exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates, Congress, the legislative branch, the congressional staff, the judicial branch, the White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, U.S. Postal Service employees, NIAID employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, and illegal aliens. That's a hell of a list, Danny. Take off the illegals. These are the people who should be getting the vax if it actually were working, if it were beneficial, and if the pandemic were real, you'd want to protect Congress. You'd want to protect the judicial branch, the executive, the legislative branch. But they're doing the opposite. They're exempting them. So if the vax works and it provides protection, they're deliberately leaving themselves unprotected, which makes no sense at all if what they're telling us isn't simply a cock and bull story. Cock and bull story. Mitchell is observing that the exempt list sounds like it's from the movie Purge. Mitchell, join us. Give us your thoughts here. I'm glad to have them.
Hey, hello, Jim. How y'all doing today? I might sound a little hoarse. I think I got round two of a flu coming through. But that said, this is clearly a mainstream Milgram experiment.
Yeah, go ahead with that. Explain what you're talking about.
Well, there was a study done, I believe, 1961 at Yale University. And they essentially, you know, took a person, hooked him up to a machine that would jolt him with electric, and took some kind of individual, didn't matter who it was, a volunteer. And, you know, a controller sat behind it, represented the authority. And as long as the authority said it was okay to electrocute the guy to death, they found that a majority of people would do it as long as they had the blessing and the backing of, you know, the perceived authority at the time. It's madness. And you see this kind of psychological genocide idea that's being passed through the whole vax, unvaxed debate.
Danny, your thoughts?
Well, that's a good observation. I mean, You know, sir, I don't know what it is. Again, if it's money, I just don't understand why we have a judicial system, all these federal judges that are standing up and blocking this vaccine.
Yeah.
When they can clearly see the injuries and the deaths that are taking place. You know, if I can see it, I know these judges have investigators working for them. I know these congressmen have investigators working for them. And I'm disappointed that I don't see anybody in Congress screaming to the top of their lungs.
This is Jim Fetzer, and I'm giving permission for my wife to discuss my medical case.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's fine.
It's quite heart-wrenching when I see this. I mean, you know, we see a little bit of pushback by a few congressmen, a few senators. But you know what? We don't see nearly enough.
James H. Fetzer,
FET, where are the federal judges on this thing? Why don't we see federal judges putting up injunctions to stop these shots?
800 Violet Lane, Oregon, Wisconsin, 53575.
Some of these doctors come forward and testify to what's going on. We do know that many doctors have testified to Congress in quiet, in secret, if you will, behind
6132.
The scenes, but yet the media is not covering this.
Jim, you'll have to unmute. I'm sorry. I muted you. We were hearing part of your conversation, and I didn't want you to share any information that was sensitive over the air. Could you, unmute, Jim? Jim, can you hear me?
Too late, Mitch.
I'm too late.
I got the envelope with the anthrax spores on the way in the mail.
Oh God, Paul, what the hell? Hey, Jim, please unmute. Jim, Danny, I can't hear anything on your conversation. Okay. Well, I hate to do it like this, but I'll boot him from the call and call him back. Hello, Paul. How are you doing today? Yeah,
I'm doing good. I was actually, there's a couple reasons I called in. One of them was because of you mentioned the Milgram experiment, which is quite interesting because not that long ago I read a paper by Miles Mathis, and mm-hmm. I believe he did a pretty good job of exposing that as a fraud. It's interesting nonetheless. The fact of the matter is whether they want us to believe this is how people are, or people are actually like that. You know, there's two points there, but I think they want us to believe that in some ways also. Again, if anybody's familiar with Miles Mathis and his papers, there are several themes throughout all his research, and one of them is to basically keep us divided and confused as to not just the nature of the world, but the nature of each other. So it's interesting that you brought that up.
Well, yeah, it was just strange. I've been thinking about it, and I said, you know, these people, you know, even though they know that the vaccine, you know, kills, and it's more dangerous in the long run than the disease itself, they still demand that people get the vax. And it's just because they have that, you know, the authority says, it's okay. You can tell them people to pretty much kill themselves.
Have you seen, I bet you some of the listeners have seen some of the videos. I think there's more than one, but the woman that quit her job, you know, as a pharmacist at Safeway. And I can't imagine that there's just one. We probably don't hear. I mean, even with all the alternative sites, you know, like BitChute and Rumble and Odyssey, I just imagine that there's not that many people who are going to post what's going on in their lives. And I'm thinking there's a lot more people out there that have a problem with this than we realize. But yeah, when you have a job that's paying you, you know, a decent salary and you depend on it to pay your bills, people are going to be reluctant to go against the program. You know, part of me really gets that. It's unfortunate, but you know, we live.
Paul, how much do you think public awareness is growing that we're being screwed by our own government?
You know, interesting that you asked that, and thanks for asking that, because I was going to talk about that from my, you know, just brief, what I call interactions, and then just the vibe that I'm getting, right? I think more and more people are onto this. I can think of at least two different incidents in the last couple of weeks where I just said something casually in one place. It was this young lady, they were had mask on, and you know, I said something about, yeah, I don't really believe any of that. And she kind of goes, yeah, really none of us do here either anymore. And the fact that she used anymore, you know, says that it's starting to unravel. And, you know, I spent a lot of time, probably more time than I should, you know, watching all these videos online. And you can just see it and feel it. People are pissed. They've had it. I think this thing will ultimately fail. There's going to be some interesting times ahead. But I just can't see them, okay, they, having the kind of success they want. And I think right now they're just mocking us. I mean, let's face it. Look at what they're doing, okay? You know, they put some guy, you know, nobody knows this guy, some black guy who's, you know, secretary or whatever he is. Oh, well, you know, things will, the supply line will get moving again once you get vaccinated. I mean, what a joke. Or they make Rachel Levine a four-star admiral, you know? It's just like, they are mocking us. It's all they're doing. The other thing that I wanted to point out, it's worth mentioning, and I've done it so many times on Republic Broadcasting and a few times here, is the simple idea that I just wish I could just burn into people's brains, that these mandates, these guidelines, these proclamations, these declarations are nothing, zero, zip, nada. There is no legal authority, none. They can't even pass a law, which is why they don't, okay, because the law would then be challenged. And there's already cases on the book. There's not just laws that protect people from being forced into medical procedures, but there's case law on it, you know, case law being court decisions. So there's already protections. And these, a lot of these places where there's unions, like police unions, and I mean, even like the local grocery workers unions, there's contracts in place. And if it's not in the contract, you have to renegotiate another contract. You just can't tell people what to do. You can't tell them. But the average person has zero knowledge of the way things work. They think these governors or mayors say something and, oh, well, we just have to follow it. It makes me sick.
Paul, you're making a lot of really good points. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with him, what he said about the governors, for sure. I mean, you know, they can't just make laws by proclaiming stuff and saying, you know, this is so whatsoever. It is ridiculous. I mean, you know, you mentioned the exemption list. There's obviously fraud going everywhere. There's some sort of blackmail that's controlling all these people that's not making them stand up. You know, it's just disgusting. It's getting worse and worse by the day. You know, Paul touched upon the mask scam. I'm going to keep saying it and saying it and saying it. The mask is nothing more to cause a bacterial infection that simulates the supposed COVID. And they're trying to keep this scam going by forcing the mask on everybody. And that is the key point, including children playing on a playground. There's children around the country that are getting these symptoms, they're getting sick, and they're developing bacterial type of infections because they're wearing a mask all the time because they have to do it because of their school or what, you know, principals tell them to wear a mask. And it's disgusting, sir. And it's time for us to start fighting back, you know, and I know I've been doing it. Many members of my family are doing it. You're doing it. Paul's doing it. But we need to keep educating people as best we can and telling people it's time to wake up. We need to push back and stop this nonsense.
Paul, further thoughts are yours. Yeah.
Yeah, and I see this. I won't say daily, but I see it on a regular basis because there's an elementary school up the street from where I live, and many parents, you know, walk their kids to school. And I'd say about half of them or so are masked and have their little kids mask, and the other half are not. But I know the kids are wearing a mask in school. I mean, it's just, it's really disgusting to me. And there's a couple of parents on the block. I know that, you know, we will never be on friendly terms again, because I've just outright told them, hey, take that mask off your kid. You know, I mean, it's like some of them I know, or I know casually, others I really don't know, but I can't stand it. Most of the time I have to hold my tongue, but as you know, I don't, I have a problem holding my tongue, and I just tell people I don't even know them. And I'm walking across the street with my dog and I say, hey, take that mask off your kid. You're harming them. You're cutting their oxygen off, and I'm just on my way. You know what? What else can I say? I'm not going to stop and talk to them. I don't even know them. And, you know, sometimes I don't really care about them personally. It just makes me angry to see all this compliance when all we have to do to win is stop complying. Just ignore them and it's over. The minute that most people ignore them, it's over. Oh, the governor said this. I don't care what he said. Oh, the governor's order. You know, my favorite line from starting back in March or April of last year is that the governor can order pizza. That's all he can order, you know. But, you know, and some people get it, but a lot of people don't. It either goes over their head or they just think, oh, here's just this other ranting anti-vaxxer, anti. I mean, I've had people, oh, so you don't believe in the virus? No, I don't. It's like, what can you do?
Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, you know, sir, I'd like to get back to the scarcity thing. You know, there's a few companies I'd like to mention. I don't have any affiliation with them, but for Patriot Supply and then also Patriot Supply for survival food. And I'd like to highly encourage people again, sir, if they can,
yes,
to, you know, to get some extra food. And the point of having it is, you know, you can actually, the food's actually really good, and you can just move it into your regular diet. I mean, it's not going to hurt to have extra water laying around your house, right? It's not going to hurt to have extra food laying around, so you don't have to scramble. Because I'm telling you, sir, I see this developing. They've had this plan and the scarcity plan in play for a long time. They're setting it up. You can see these ships offshore. They're growing by the day. You know, I'm very grateful to Governor DeSantis from Florida. He's had enough. He's modernized the Jacksonville port, and he's telling everybody, bring your ships here. He's processing 24/7 there. He said Florida is open for business. He said it yesterday, and he said, bring your ships in here. We can reach 100 million people in the United States within a one-day's drive from Florida. And he put out a map and showed all the different parts of the United States that he can cover, and he can get these supplies out very quickly within a 24-hour period. So he is really showing the other states how to do this, sir. And I'm just extremely impressed with what he's doing. But how come he's not having a backup? He's processing ships. He doesn't have a backup, yet we see the backup on the West Coast. This is contrived, sir.
Well, he's not a Democrat. He's not a Democrat, for God's sake, Danny. I mean, it's obvious that these Democrats, like this grotesque, this gruesome Newsom, is just playing right along with it. Paul, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, you got to love it. I saw that also, Danny, and you just got to love it, guys with a backbone. I really do believe he's got a backbone. He might not be fully awake, but I love men like that. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question, Danny, because you're in law enforcement, right? So what do you think the odds are? My opinion is they're pretty poor, but what do you think the odds are that even half of police would go along with an interruption of the supply chain, that would step in some sort of an enforcement role if they were asked to as part of their duties? Even the military, I just see it falling apart so fast that I don't think there's any going to be any sustained supply interruption. But you tell me different if you have a better feel.
Well, local law enforcement aren't in charge of the ships backing up out there in the ocean. But I can tell you.
No, I know that.
Local law enforcement now in California is their paychecks and their pension. There's a lot of people that are under threat, that if they don't go along with this jab, and they don't go along with the way things are going, that they'll just be fired and their pension will be taken away and they'll be out in the unemployment line like everybody else. A lot of political threats going on right now in the world of law enforcement, and it's absolutely disgusting. What's really good is we're seeing a lot of sheriffs push back on this. And, you know, in the Constitution, it talks about the sheriff's department. It doesn't mention the police department. It mentions the sheriff's office. And in my opinion, that's really all we should have in this country, because then we can straighten out our law enforcement situation. But, you know, look what's going on in Florida. You have sheriff after sheriff standing behind the governor there, and they're just not putting up with any of this nonsense whatsoever. But, you know, you go over to the other coast where we see a lot of this nonsense. We just saw all those state troopers fired out of Washington because they won't go along with it. I think it was 250 of them or so, and there's more coming on the chopping block because they're just not going to go along with this vaccine thing. But this scarcity thing does bother me because you can see them setting it up. They're going to use a heavy hand, and they're going to use supplies as that heavy hand, as the weapon, to try and force jab people. And I'm looking and projecting ahead, and my belief is they're going to start handing out food supplies and critical supplies to chains or chain stores that they control. I can see this coming, And those chain stores are going to go along with some sort of a Vax card agenda, and you're not going to be able to get in. And we're going to start seeing only those stores that do the Vax card or go along with this vaccine agenda get the supplies. And then we're going to see the other stores that don't go along with this. We're going to start seeing their supplies cut off. And I'm convinced of this, and that's why I'm telling the public, you know what, take all the costs. Do your absolute best to get some water and get yourself some emergency food supplies, get yourself some cereal, get yourself some protein powder, get yourself some vitamins, some supplements. You know, Dr. Artis has been talking, Dr. Fetzer, about the importance of taking a series of supplements to boost your immune system to put up a block against these people that are shedding. That's a good point to talk about. You know, and if they're very easily readable supplements that you can get from Amazon or different health food stores all over the country. And he gives out the dosages and these supplements on his website. Just look up Dr. Artis. I've been taking them. Several of my family members, we take them on a daily basis to try and boost our immune system as high as we can. And also we're buying as much emergency food as we can, water and supplies and some medical supplies, because we don't want to be running out in the streets in the chaos should they cut the food supply or get so low that there becomes these long lines at the grocery store where you have to wait and wait and you can't get in for basic goods. So I can't tell people enough, sir, it cannot hurt to stock up on some food and get ready, because this winter, I believe, is going to be horrendous when people start dying off of different autoimmune diseases, the ones that have been jabbed. It's going to be bad, sir. I believe we're going to see a lot more chaos. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Danny, Paul, and I are trying to explain the situation we're in to everyone out there. We want you to survive and thrive, but you won't be able to if you don't take some steps now to protect yourself. A massive campaign of starvation is on the way. Remember, the mass kill us slowly, the vaccine faster, but ultimately, to achieve their goals, they're going to bring about mass starvation. Spend as much time as you can with your friends and loved ones, because frankly, we do not know how much time we have left. Thanks for joining us back on Monday.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.